The Alaska Native School is the newest of the district's 7 charter schools. It opened its doors, or rather those of the Muldoon Assembly Community Church, its temporary housing, for the first time last month. At the end of December, the school moves to its permanent location in the former Ashley Furniture Store on Muldoon Road. About 3 weeks ago, the school had only approximately 60 registered students. Monday night, the Native Cultural School principal, Tim Godfrey, told the Anchorage School Board that number had grown considerably.
Today we stand at 147. We need 150 through October, and we feel fairly confident that's going to happen.
150 is a magic funding number for Alaska charter schools. Above 150 students, and the school receives approximately $1.2 million. Below, even at 149, that funding becomes about $600,000. The district administration estimates this year's staffing and facility costs for the new school are likely to be about $1 million. The group who came before the school board this week wanted to talk about the difference the school was already making for some students. Parent Eileen Robinson is white. Her twin 11-year-old adopted sons are Alaska Native. Every day, she or her husband drive from Peters Creek to the school. She says it's already worth it.
I often thought of it at the other school as I was trying to fit 2 square pegs in round holes that they just didn't fit. And now at school, Alan bounces out of bed every morning. He loves to go to school. He's opening up. And I way underestimated what culture meant to those children.
At the start of each school day, everyone gathers in the multipurpose room. Each class forms a single row. Wednesday morning, teacher Martha Gould Leahy spoke in a quiet, non-imperative fashion about respect as a traditional value. The Pledge of Allegiance followed, recited in English, and then practiced this month in Yupik. Principal Godfrey says the school wants to begin every morning as an educational, cultural village. That togetherness also applies to field trips. Recently, the entire school went to Alpenglow to pick berries as well as study soils, terrain, and plants. The gathered berries then became various classroom lessons. For the kindergartners, that was Eskimo ice cream. The school's Alaska Native creators want to teach in a traditional hands-on method, which in Western educational terms is called active inquiry, program-based. This approach has proven attractive.
Approximately 80% of our population is Alaska Native, but we also have various other ethnic groups. We have 2 young African American Muslim girls. We have a Spanish population. We have a Pacific Islander population. We have Caucasians. People are coming to our school because we're offering an alternative that fits the instructional needs of their children.
The school's curriculum fits state and district academic expectations for each grade level. Like the Anchorage School Board, District Superintendent Carol Como is an enthusiastic backer of the Alaska Native Cultural School.
It's just what you want a school to do, and if you've got kids really excited and motivated, wow, then it was absolutely the right thing to do. So I really applaud their initiative and creative ideas.
The biggest hurdle to student recruitment is transportation. Charter schools do not provide busing, but many prospective families who qualify for free or reduced lunches cannot easily provide transportation. Recently, the Sand Lake Elementary School principal called Godfrey. He wondered if busing could be arranged from his West Side school. Como likes the idea.
He's so overcrowded. He's up to 675 students, and he's had this huge in-migration of Alaska Native families in Sand Lake area, which I was amazed, and so was he. But there is a high interest on the part of those parents to going to this charter school.
Busing students would increase the state per student funding, with a portion of that money paying for the bus driver. The bus company, Forsyth, says it's willing if a driver can be found. They haven't filled all the positions they have. However, considering all the challenges the organizers of the school have already faced, finding a driver seems unlikely to stop them. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.